The following podcast is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. This is a review of Raleigh Little Theater's performance of Crowns, written by Kurt Benrud and Pamela Vesper, writing for the Triangle Review. The audio described performance is on Sunday, September 3rd at 3 p.m. Tickets are $28 or $24 for students and seniors. The review is titled, We Tip Our Hats to Everyone Involved with Crowns at Raleigh Little Theater. There's generally a whole lot of spirit to be found on the stages of Raleigh Little Theater. At the moment, however, there's a literal revelation as director Tara Hodge takes us to church by way of Regina Taylor's 2002 gospel musical, Crowns. The story centers on a young African-American girl, Yolanda, who has lost her brother to street violence. Her mother sends her to live with her grandmother, Mother Shaw, to keep her out of trouble. As Yolanda spends time with her grandmother and grandfather, who is a preacher, she learns their story and meets the strong African-American women who attend their church. At first, Yolanda is guarded and unreceptive to their worldview, still wounded from the loss of her brother. But the grace and heartfelt songs of these powerful women touch her heart, and in the process, they save her soul. As we hear such women tell their stories, we learn about the history of wearing fancy hats in African-American culture and in their churches. As each woman dons one of her favorite hats and explains its meaning to her, we realize the special place that the hat has in her story and in her heart and culture. These ladies' joys and sorrows are told with rich song, soaring voices, and yes, through their stylish hats. These ladies are inspiring and funny at the same time. Says one, I will lend out my children before I will lend out my hat. Mother Shaw, played by Lynette Barber, Mabel, played by India Williams, Velma, played by Chandra Branch, Jeanette, played by Latoya Smith, Yolanda, played by Chelsea Moore, Wanda, played by Ava Wallace, that's Aya Wallace, and the preacher, played by Joshua Johnson, have terrific voices, and they make their characters shine. Musical director Carolyn Colquitt hit the perfect note by showcasing over 24 songs fit for a queen in her crown. From Mother Shaw's Ain't That Good News and That's All Right to Yolanda's powerful One of Them, we realize the strength underneath those brims. Set designer Shannon Clark created a terrific church backdrop with pews and arched windows hanging in the back. At times, the pulpit emerged, and we are literally taken to church. The audience was clearly enthralled by the production, as there were loads of amens and that's right coming from the audience throughout the show, and there were folks singing along with the music. An added bonus was the accompaniment of keyboardist Carolyn Colquitt and percussionist Bernard Clark, who, by the way, also wore hats. We enjoyed the evening, and we enjoyed catching a glimpse into the lives of these women. We tip our hats to everyone involved with the production. This show is worthy of its crown.